grab one of those also. While you're there on the church website, I want to encourage you to do your online giving. You can do that by going to the far right-hand side there, click the Give Online tab, and do your tithes and offering there. You can do the regular offering under that. There's a drop down there when you go onto that part of the website. There's also a place there that you can do the Golden Offering for Tennessee Missions, as well as some other designated offerings that you have there. I want to make mention of a couple of other things, one that I don't have for the screen tonight. Just as a reminder, we mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, we're still missing 6 of the 10 photo directories that were on the memorabilia table from the 75th anniversary. If you maybe accidentally picked up one of those, you could just please return those to the church office. Some of those are the only copy that we have. And help us spread the word too to others. No fault of anybody's, so just maybe picked it up by accident. Just be sure to bring those back to us so that we can keep those in our historical archives. Also want to remind you, we have the backpacks that are still on the stage. I think all I have is over here to the left, and they're kind of mixed, boys and girls. We've got other backpacks that'll be coming in tomorrow, so want to encourage you, if you miss picking up backpacks tonight because they're all gone, there will be more for this coming Sunday. Want to encourage you to get these back to us as quickly as possible. The next week is the collection week for that. I know it came up on us real quick here, but if you could grab one of those, help us to pack those as full as you can to bring those back. Inside the front pocket on those backpacks are a card. On that card, it tells you some things of suggestions, what you could put in it. It also tells you things not to put in it. They want to make sure there are certain things that we don't put in those backpacks. The church is providing a Bible for each one of those. You'll see that on the list, as well as there's a tract that the Tennessee Baptist Mission Board wants us to put in there called The Christmas Story, and we're receiving those tomorrow also. We'll be putting those in the backpacks we have left. If you've already taken a backpack, we'll make sure that gets in to yours when you bring that back to the office. So just wanted to remind you about Christmas backpacks. These will go to kids in need here in Middle Tennessee. And then also don't forget that we have Trunk or Treat coming up the end of this month. If you're interested in decorating a vehicle, please let us know. We still don't have the sign-up sheet out there, but we will have that by Sunday. Also, if you want to help in any other way, there'll be a sign-up sheet there to help with security, parking, to help with cooking the food, making the hot chocolate, all those kinds of different things. So I want to encourage you. It's a great outreach that we have to people who wouldn't maybe otherwise come to church. We catch them as they're going about that night on their natural way of trick-or-treating. It gives us an opportunity to put a gospel track in their hand, to talk with those individuals and their families, and we would encourage you, if you just want to come and talk to some people, share the good news of the gospel with them, great opportunity to do that October 31st. If you can't come, we want to encourage you to help us with candy. We do have a box that's out here in the foyer or in the hallway for candy. Please be sure to drop that off there. If you want to just give some money towards that and we'll pick up the candy, please do that also. Just send that to the church office designated to that. We'll make sure it gets to that. But Brother Mike, if you'll come and lead us in our hymn.
Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 4:6 says, God made his light to shine in our hearts. So sing with us tonight, if you would, hymn 430, Sunshine in My Soul. All four verses. Ms. Gail?
There is sunshine in my soul today. And bright than glows in the earthly sky, for Jesus is my light. Oh, there's sunshine, blessed sunshine, when the peaceful, happy moments roll, when Jesus shows his smiling face, there is sunshine. There is music in my soul today. is gladness in my soul today.
Hopefully at home you've had a moment to get your prayer list downloaded there. I've got a few announcements to share with you of some specific prayer requests and updates on a few as we go through the list tonight. So just want to encourage you, if you have any prayer requests at home, be sure to do that over under Facebook. We'll be watching there to share any live prayer requests that we get there, or any updates that you may have. If you have any of that in the service here, please be sure to stop me as we're going through the list and give me some updates there on those individuals. First of all, we have Carolyn and S.W. Stone, Arthur Hargrove, Betsy Farrell, Mark Raymond, Sandra Wells, Miss Jewel Farrell, Bill Warren, Rick German, Amy Jackson. She was released from the hospital on Monday, but then went back into the hospital the other day, and so she is back, still in the hospital. They still have, from what I understand, a consultation. If they didn't do that today, they've still got that to do with the oncologist. She went back because she had a bacterial infection. They believe it was from the port that was put in, and so that's what they're going to be talking with the oncologists about. Do they remove the port? Do they still treat? And what do they want them to do? And so they'll be having a consultation with those doctors. So be in prayer for her. She is feeling much better than she was when she first came out even. She's got a lot more strength, and so just continue to pray that she continues to gain that strength, that they're able to get that under control with that bacterial infection. I remember George, and she is at Harton here in town. I remember George Duncan in your prayers, Ken Tatum, Diane Tatum, Linda Miller, Gordon Jackson. I know Gordon's been watching us some online there. I've seen his comments there. Tommy Griffin, he is still at Trust Point Rehab in Murfreesboro. The understanding I had from him is that he would probably be coming home tomorrow. Don't know if any of that's changed yet, but just keep him in your prayers. He will still have rehab that he'll have to do when he gets back here to Tullahoma, so keep him in your prayers. Cindy Ingram, still doing cardiac rehab, so keep her in your prayers. Beth Kidd, we had a message from Tammy this afternoon. Beth fell Monday morning while they were in Laurel, Mississippi with Sandra and broke her hip. Sandra got her back in the car, drove her home, put her in bed. Then Tuesday, Tammy went over, helped her get in the car, went straight to Dr. Tucker's. They did an x-ray. It was confirmed that she broke her hip. Sent her to Harton, spent all day there, put her in an ambulance, left her at midnight last night to go to Williamson. So she's in Williamson at Franklin, Franklin, Tennessee there. So just keep her in your prayers. They're keeping her sedated as her heart rate's been kind of erratic there, but they think they finally got that under control, and they said they would make a decision whether to do surgery sometime tomorrow. So she wanted to let the church know that. She is in the cardiologist wing there at Williamson in room 611 if you are able to go visit her.